Indians hoping to put an end to the Mariners' three-game winning streak as Nelson Cruz looks to extend his on-base streak to 17 games. Here he is in the top of the first.
Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way to Cruz. Swinging a fly ball. Straightaway center field in deep. Chisenhall going back, looking up. Goodbye baseball into the trees in straightaway center field. Welcome back to the lineup, Nelson Cruz. A missile to center field. A two-run home run. His sixth home run of the season. And it has just hit a two-run home run. Here's third baseman Kyle Seager. The windup and the pitch, swinging a fly ball, deep center field again. Chisenhall going back to the one. He tracked near the wall, leaps up, and it's gone. Goodbye, baseball. Kyle Seager with his first home run of the season. Back-to-back home runs by Nelson Cruz. And now Kyle Seager and the Mariners have a 3-0 lead over the Indians here in the first inning. There's no defense against free passes. But the infield looking for a ground ball to try to turn to the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch to Ramirez. Swing and a line drive base hit down the right field line. That's going to score Santana. He'll score. Rounding third is Lindor. He'll score. Up of the ball is Gamble. The throw to the plate is cut off by Valencia. Around to third, Encarnacion. Ramirez in at second with a two-run double. And it's now the Mariners 3 and the Indians 2. The stretch and the pitch, swung on, ground ball up the middle into center field. That's going to score a couple. Here comes Encarnacion from third. Ramirez rounding third, and he will score. Up of the ball is Dyson. The throw into second base, and the Indians erase a 3-0 deficit and now lead 4-3.
Three balls, two strikes. Runners take their leads with one out. The pitch to Motter. Strike three called. He froze him. A slider that time. That was outside and low, but Miller gets the benefit of the call, and Motter has to take the slow stroll back to the dugout. Righty Segura standing in here with the tying run at second base. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Miller gets out of the jam as that one burned in at 97 miles per hour.
Either at that fastball, it's got to be the fastball, the curveball. I don't know if he'd throw it 3-2. Let's see if he does. Here's the windup and the 3-2 to Heredia. Fastball, swing and a miss for strike three, and the ball game is over. The Cleveland Indians come back early in the ball game, and they win it today. A final score 4-3, and this series now tied at 1-1 apiece.
Indians win this one 4-3. Giovanni Gallardo goes 6, allowing 4 earned runs on 6 hits. Danny Salazar goes 6 1/3, allowing 3 earned runs on 3 hits. Scott Servais and the Mariners have their 3-game winning streak snapped as they lose 4-3 to the Indians on Saturday. Here's the Seattle skipper on the team's loss.
He threw strikes. No, he really struggled. First inning, just didn't have a release point. Couldn't get the ball down. You know, he was missing up to the arm side. And, you know, just, you know, struggled. Didn't make a quick enough adjustment. And, you know, the walks, and you look up and, you know, after a very good top of the first, we were down. And after that, you know, that was about it. He made a good adjustment and hung in there, and going 6 innings after the first was, you know, was really good. But unfortunately, you know, one bad inning can get you early, and it did today.
How much credit does he get for giving you those innings on a shorter bullpen? And
he's a pro. I mean, you do have to make adjustments, and he did. You know, he got the ball down and got his breaking ball going a little bit better, you know, after that. But, yeah, we certainly needed it, keep us in the game there. But, you know, Salazar was good, threw a good ball game. We jumped on him early in the first, and he settled in. So, blustery day, tough day to hit. You know, we had some chances, but not a lot. Not a lot going on offensively.
Scott, was Salazar that good? Or how did you feel?
He had good stuff. He's got a good fastball. The changeup's very good. You know, we were aggressive in the first inning, and then he went to some more secondary or off-speed stuff after that. But, you know, we didn't muster much against him. You know, had a little shot there in the seventh, but couldn't push anything across. So, you know, it's a crazy first inning. You don't usually see 7 runs put up, and that's it for the day. But, you know, sometimes it happens.
You get to the back of their bullpen, too. That's
a tough way. Yeah, the bullpen's very good. It's experienced. They can make pitches. They don't give in. You know, so, and they've been through the wars. So, you know, you hope you don't see those guys. But when it does come, you got to battle and fight and scratch and claw, and hopefully you can find a hole and put a good at bat together. But, you know, they've been through it. But got a chance to win the series tomorrow. We'll come out, get after it, and hopefully win two out of three here, and that's the goal, is keep winning series, and we'll go from there.
Last of the three-game set will be on Sunday. Chase DeYoung will take the hill for the Mariners. He'll face the Indians' Josh Tomlin.